So to really understand why the world is so rapidly moving away from the dollar, it's critical to realize that when countries have a choice in what currencies to use for international, you know, settlement, trade, transactions, that they will use a currency that has the most desirable properties. And that the only reason that most countries have been using the dollar is because they've been forced to. And now that the Saudis, for example, have refused to renew the 50-year agreement that required oil to be, you know, bought and sold in dollars from the Saudis, now all these other countries are able to use different currencies. So let's step back for a moment. What would be the ideal properties of a currency if you're a nation? Say you have your own nation somewhere, and you want to use a currency to buy, sell, and trade with other countries. What would you like that currency to exhibit in terms of its properties? So number one would be you want it to be a store of value. So you want to be able to buy that currency and sit on it for a while if necessary, and then to be able to use it and not lose much value in the interim, right? So store of value is absolutely key. And that should be obvious to everybody. The second property, or some would argue this is even maybe the first property, is fungibility. You want to be able to use that currency in any way that you want to. You don't want artificial limits and restrictions placed on the currency. You don't want the currency to be only good in some cases, but not good in other cases, because that's a lack of fungibility. Well, technically, fungibility means that every unit of currency is the same as every other unit, but that speaks to the universality of being able to use the currency in ways that you would like to use them. So is the dollar fungible as a currency? The answer is no, because of economic sanctions. So a sanction is really financial deplatforming. It's when the government just says, well, we're not going to allow you to use the platform of financial transactions that's used across Western nations, such as SWIFT. You're deplatformed from SWIFT. Well, that means the dollars that you hold, if it's dollars, are no longer usable. So they're no longer fungible. Now, your dollars are worth less than other people's dollars because your dollars can't be sent through the banking system, which means you can't make purchases with them. So you've lost fungibility, and as a side effect, you've lost the store of value as well. And by the way, sorry about the background noise. We're getting a lot of rain all of a sudden in Texas. This is fun. Woo! Free water from the sky. Okay. Gotta love it. So this is why Putin says that the number one criteria for joining the BRICS system is that your country does not participate in economic sanctions. Because sanctions decrease the fungibility, and then they introduce all of this judgment into the currency where some other nation can say, well, we don't want you to be able to use the currency because we don't like your politics or your culture or your religion. Oh, your country is a bunch of Muslims and you don't accept, you know, LGBT, pedophiles and groomers and child mutilators like we do in the West. Therefore, we're going to sanction you. And yes, that's actually happened. So a lot of these countries are like, what? That's insane. You're saying that if we don't mutilate children, then we can't use your currency? Yes, yes. And that is why nations will choose the BRICS currency over the dollar. It's not like you have to sell it. You know, it's not like you have to force anybody. You don't have to put a gun to their head and say, use BRICS or else we'll pull trigger. No, it's like, please let us not use the dollar. You know, please give us an option of something that's not weaponized and filled with sanctions and losing value and being printed into oblivion. These countries, if given a choice, they will run from the US dollar. And that's exactly what's happening. That's why so many countries are joining BRICS right now, including most recently what Malaysia announced they're going to be joining BRICS. We already have Thailand has made an announcement. Turkey has announced it. Of course, Saudi Arabia, and of course, all the original BRICS members, plus a lot of other countries, you know, dozens of other countries around the world. They just want a currency that functions as a currency without being this overlord that's always censoring your activities as a nation. Now, isn't it interesting that the Western government pushes essentially financial censorship, which is what economic sanctions are. They push financial censorship against these other nations in the same way that they push, you know, regular content censorship against the American people. And I've said this many times, that the United States government treats the American people the same way they treat the rest of the world, which is to say, horrifically, the entire system is weaponized against you. If they don't like you, they silence you, they threaten you, they coerce you. In some cases, they target you to destroy your business, or they target you for assassinations in certain cases. I mean, that happens internationally as well, so it just depends on what nation and what circumstance you're talking about. But there's something else that the West does in order to get countries to keep using the dollar. And that is, they go in and they bomb the country. So they bomb Somalia, they bomb Sudan, they bomb whoever. You know, the U.S. has bombed all these nations into oblivion. Yugoslavia, you know, back in the 1990s. They bomb the bejesus out of the place, and then they install a puppet leader, which is what they did in Ukraine also in 2014. And then they say to the puppet leader, hey, what you need to do is sign here, and this says that your nation will take on all these loans from the Western financial system. And these loans, well, the money won't go to you, actually. The money will go to our Western corporations that will be given this money to rebuild your country, you know, because we just bombed it. And then after they rebuild your country, you're going to owe us a lot of money. You know, billions of dollars, obviously, because we had to rebuild the airport, we had to rebuild the aqueducts, we had to rebuild the water system, the power grid, everything. Gosh, that was expensive, man. Woo, boy, those bombs did a lot of damage. Thank you, Boeing. Boeing's the only company that has bombs falling out of the sky that are meant to be passenger airplanes, by the way, but that's another story. So then this target country that has been, you know, enslaved under the system is told, oh, by the way, when you repay these loans, you have to pay them in dollars. Because these are dollar loans and dollar repayments. So then that country is forever forced to go out and buy dollars in order to make payments on the loans, which they can never pay back because the loan is structured in a way to keep that nation enslaved forever. That's the whole point. That's the economic hitman approach to ruling the world. And that's what the West has done throughout Central and South America, throughout African nations, Middle Eastern nations, European nations, you name it, okay? Even Southeastern nations over time. So that creates artificial demand for the dollar. Well, what BRICS is doing now is saying that, hey, you smaller nations, if you default on your debt to the West, we won't hold that against you. So just go ahead and default on your Western debt, come over to the BRICS side of the fence here, and you can start with a clean slate. You can start using BRICS currencies. You can get loans in BRICS units, tokens, whatever it looks like. And you never have to repay those Western loans. And guess what? You can keep your infrastructure. Yeah, kind of a sweet deal. And more countries are lining up to take that deal. So if you're some smaller, you know, African or South American nation, and you're weighing the options, let's see. I could stay with the Western financial system where we will be enslaved forever under a dollar-based system where we have to make debt payments that we can't afford. We'll never get out from underneath this debt, and we have to do what the U.S. tells us to do. We have to have LGBT pride parades, otherwise they'll sanction us, and then we can't get the dollars that we need to repay the loans, and then they'll confiscate our country. You know, it's like that's choice number one, or choice number two is we declare the Western debt to be illegal, null and void, we join the BRICS system, and then we start doing trade with the rest of the world, most of the world, with China, with Russia, India, Iran, Brazil, Turkey, everybody else, and we have no debt. We start free and clear, and the currency that we use can't be weaponized against us, and there's no other country telling us that we have to be, you know, Gay Pride Parade month, or that we have to have GMOs, or that we have to push these pharmaceuticals or pesticides, or all the other poisons that the Western system pushes on the world, because it's, of course, a government corporate cabal of criminals that wants to profit while poisoning the entire planet. That's what they do. You know, they push herbicides, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, and toxic culture and toxic currency on the world and then demand everybody use dollars. So I ask you, again, if you're a nation, which choice would you take? Which currency would you want to use? The currency that's free and clear, or the currency where you have to obey your dollar masters? And the choice becomes quite clear almost instantly. Countries will choose the BRICS currency because it's a better currency, because it gives them more freedom, more options, and it holds more value. And by the way, the BRICS currency will be backed by gold. 40% of it will be backed by gold. So that means something else very, very important. And actually, this might be the most important property. I should have mentioned it earlier. The BRICS currency cannot be counterfeited by one nation. So you see, one of the worst things about the dollar is the fact that it can be printed into oblivion by the United States. And only the United States. So that's this unique ability to cheat, to create money from nothing, and then to convince all these other nations to participate in that money system, but where those other nations have to actually earn it. They have to build something and sell something or produce something. But the U.S. doesn't have to produce anything other than debt. They just print the money. And then suddenly it has the same value as the dollars that other people had to earn. Well, that's a dishonest ledger, as it's known. It's a cheating system. That's the system that has driven the United States to apparent economic prosperity for over 50 years. That system is no longer going to be chosen by other countries around the world. That system is obsolete. In fact, the new BRICS system is a decentralized system. It's not controlled by one country, which means no one country can counterfeit the currency in the system. So it can't be rigged. And besides, if you want BRICS units, you have to show up with 40% gold plus your own local currency. Well, okay, so a country can, they can print a bunch of currency and show up, but what about the gold? You got to show up with 40% physical gold in order to get BRICS units. So you can't counterfeit it. You got to buy the gold. By the way, what do you think is going to happen to the world price of gold as this kicks in? Gold is very likely going to have crazy high demand as more and more countries want to get in with the BRICS system. They're going to be buying gold like crazy, which of course China has already been doing for the last several years in preparation for the gold-backed BRICS currency, which again is decentralized. And it's a decentralized distributed ledger. It's not permissionless, however, it's permissioned, which means that you can't have just anybody just roll in and start a node like you can with Bitcoin. Instead, with the BRICS currency, the distributed ledger, which provides a consensus mechanism for transactions to be cleared, this is distributed across partners that are approved, which would be, of course, all the governments that are participating in the central banks and the financial institutions of the nations that are participating in this. So there would be multiple nodes in Russia, multiple nodes in China, nodes in India, Iran, Turkey, whatever. And that way nobody can cheat, because Russia can't flood its nodes with a bunch of fake transactions and say, "I will, Russia, we create a new BRICS currency from thin air." And, you know, that wouldn't work, because all the other countries would say, "Well, we don't confirm these transactions because they're not real." So those are rejected. And so Russia would not have the units. Just like if you try to counterfeit Bitcoin, like you have a Bitcoin wallet on one of your computers and then you copy that wallet to another computer and then you try to spend Bitcoin twice, which is not very clever, because that's the very first thing that everybody thinks of. Well, what if I just spend it twice? You know, well, the whole point of the consensus mechanism of Bitcoin is that it prevents double spends. Otherwise, there would be no integrity in the system and Bitcoin would have zero value. And the same thing is true with the BRICS system. There are no double spends or double creations of fiat currency. And so again, as a result, think about this, as a result, it will be the world's only honest currency that's used by governments. I mean, Bitcoin is honest currency because, well, for the very same reason, it can't be counterfeited. Gold is honest currency, but it's not yet used by governments. But BRICS will be backed 40% with gold, and BRICS cannot be counterfeited. And as I've said before, like, when can I buy some bricks, man? I want to be a bricklayer. I'm going to get into financial masonry. Yeah. give me some bricks. The closest thing you can do to that is to buy gold. Because in the West, you probably won't be able to buy bricks because it'll probably be outlawed because they want to force you to buy dollars, which is an inferior currency. So the closest that you can get to that, again, is to buy gold. And right now you can buy gold. I'll mention our sponsors in that space in case you haven't heard about them. Probably you have. The Treasure Island Company is at metalswithmike.com. That's gold and silver coins, traditional coins and bars. Or if you want gold backs, go to verifiedgoldbacks.com and you can see that unique form of gold that's embedded in these gold backs. And with smaller denominations like 1/1000th of an ounce of gold that you can get in gold backs. So those are two solutions to check out. But think about other things. Where can you put dollars? You probably already thought about this a lot if you've listened to me for any time. You're probably into some land or some ammo or some diesel or gold and silver, almost certainly, and maybe crypto, Bitcoin or other privacy crypto. I prefer privacy crypto, but it's under attack, by the governments of the world. That's a little bit concerning. But wherever you decide to put your money, just recognize right now that whatever you have left in dollars will be gone. It will be stolen from you. Janet Yellen just admitted it. She just said that the banks and the institutions, they can steal all the earnings from all your deposits because those earnings aren't yours. They belong to the institution, she said. She said this with, I think it was ABC News. She said it when she was asked about, whoa, isn't the West stealing all this money from Russia? She says, no, we're not stealing anything from Russia, as they steal everything from Russia. She says, it's not theft. All we've done is we've immobilized Russia's $300 billion in deposits. That's not theft. They're still there. Right, but Russia can't control them. That's theft. Because ownership, control is ownership. Whoever controls it owns it. So the West locks that up, and then they steal the earnings from that $300 billion. And then Janet Yellen says, well, that's not theft either because the earnings don't belong to Russia. They belong to the bank or the institution, she said. Wow, you hear that logic? They're going to use that on you. They're going to say, oh yeah, the money you think you have in the bank, that's not yours. And the earnings from the money and the earnings from your pension investments and treasuries, yeah, that's not yours. That belongs to the institution. Didn't you know? Janet Yellen already said so. And the dollar itself is an instrument of debt. It has no value intrinsically. The only thing that even gives it value in a marketplace is faith that other people will accept it. And that faith is rapidly eroding for all the reasons I've covered here today. The dollar is an instrument of debt, whereas bricks, units, and gold, they are instruments of actual value. And bricks will be backed 40% by gold. So it's a good time to buy gold. Good time to get in on it because where it's headed is going to make today's prices probably look ridiculously low. But that's just my opinion. Do your own research and get your own experts and make your own decisions, obviously. But gold and silver that's the bridge for Americans to insulate themselves from the collapse of the dollar and to, in essence, join the BRICS trend. Because BRICS will be backed by 40% gold. So you can kind of participate in BRICS by getting gold, even though you can't hold BRICS. So interesting. Good thing they can't counterfeit gold. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Take care. All right, here's what we have new and exciting at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. We have new, completely reformulated stick packs of these drink mixes that are really amazing. Show what's on my desk here. So the first one is the ginger plus elderberry immune support drink mix. These can be dissolved in water or other drinks. They have a good dissolving capability, by the way. And the ingredients are really clean and simple. Now, these are not certified organic, but they are laboratory tested in our lab. And I want to show you we do heavy metals testing and we do glyphosate testing and so on. But look at the simple ingredients here. Elderberry concentrate powder, elderberry juice flavoring powder, inulin, that's a natural prebiotic fiber, instant ginger concentrate powder, vitamin C that's non-GMO, and then stevia, and that's it. Okay, it's super simple, and it's real. No artificial colors, no artificial flavors, no garbage in here, no filler, just the simple ingredients that I mentioned there with an excellent taste that's tart. You know, it's got a nice berry flavor, and it's got the non-GMO vitamin C, and it's only sweetened with a little bit of stevia. So I think you'll enjoy that. We also have a tart cherry probiotics drink mix that you can see there on the top of your screen. And we have a collagen joint support with marine collagen, not bovine collagen. So that's available right now as well. And then here's something really exciting. We now have for the first time, nattokinase. This is an enzyme that's very potent. A lot of people have been learning about this in the post-COVID era of, you know, good health and good cardiovascular support and all of that. So check out nattokinase, which is an enzyme that's actually derived from fermented soy, but it's fermented, so it synthesizes new natural molecules and enzymes, and that's how you get nattokinase. We have that available right now at healthrangerstore.com. And then finally, we have these certified organic freeze-dried cranberries in number 10 cans. We have many other fruits and vegetables also that are certified organic, laboratory tested, long-term storage in this format. You can find all of these, including our long-term storable food, Ranger buckets, mini buckets, and mega buckets at healthrangerstore.com. We thank you for your support. Oh, don't forget about Lion's Mane. Yeah, this is relatively new. A few weeks that we've had it in the store. Lion's Mane mushroom capsules. Organic Lion's Mane mushroom powder. This is my favorite functional mushroom. This is what I took after nearly severing my finger. And I use Lion's Mane as part of my, you know, protocol to regrow nerves and tissues and blood vessels and get back the functioning of my own index finger. So that was my introduction to the power of Lion's Mane. But it can help support your immune function. It's got a lot of other benefits supporting normal neurological function and so on. So check it out at healthrangerstore.com. So thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com. We need your support in order to continue to build the infrastructure of human freedom. And not only are we working to provide you with healthy, nutritious, clean foods, but also, of course, we have Brighteon.io, which is an uncensorable, decentralized free speech platform. But we also have Brighteon.ai, and we're about to release a new language model that's trained on truth-based, reality-based content that I just looked at our internal scoring of that model yesterday, and it scores 94 out of 100 in our testing, which asks it questions about medicine, health, history, you know, politics, genders, reality, everything. 94 out of 100. The base models from companies like Microsoft or Mistral or Meta, the base models score about 50 out of 100. And our most recent model was scoring, I think it was 79 out of 100. And now we have a model that scores 94 out of 100. So these models are all available to you for free. Let me bring up the website, brighteon.ai. You can go there. You can download these models. Just enter your email, click register. You can download the language models free of charge and use them locally without charge. And it's like, it's just open source language models that we build for you and release to the world. And it's a knowledge base because we've trained it on a tremendous amount of material on nutrition, natural health, gardening, survival skills, you know, food production, off-grid medicine, off-grid living, and so much more. And the way we build those is by investing in the infrastructure with the help of your support at healthrangerstore.com. So enjoy all of our products, enjoy the health benefits and health support that they offer, and feel good about knowing that you're helping to support us as we build the infrastructure for human freedom. Thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com. Take care.